Triple M, the night shift across the Triple M radio network. Pat Panetta filling in for Luke Boner, and our phone number is 133353. Your calls are welcome, of course. But firstly, Karina Chapman is an author, speaker, and a conscious connection expert. And she says it's time that we challenge the traditional dating opinions, in particular the way we look at how women who date younger men. And she's on the line now. G'day, Karina. Hi there.
Hi, Pat. Lovely to chat with you today.
Thank you for joining us here across the Triple M radio network on the night shift. Now, yes, we want to talk about women dating younger men and how we perceive that, but let's start with being a conscious connection expert. That's a bit of a different title. So what do you do exactly? It is in the realms of sort of introducing people for relationships and that sort of stuff,
right? So I'm a relationship connector, and conscious connection expert is around connecting consciously with people that have specific traits or values or interests that we do that we can match up. So we're looking for long-term connections with people that really get us. And that's what I help people do, whether it's in love or whether it's just for new friends when you've moved somewhere different and you need to make new connections of people that, you know, you can make long-term friendships with.
Even in business. Oh, interesting. Yeah. So you'll do sort of your relationships, friends, and business connections. That word sort of consciously connecting, is that sort of different to what we normally do? Normally we just go with instincts. When you're conscious, there's more of a thinking behind it. Is that why we're using that word?
That's right. So if I'm just connecting, looking for a date, usually, traditionally what we'd be looking for is someone that's attractive on the outside. We're not actually thinking about, do they have values that match ours? Do they have any interests that might match ours? None of that is really in our realm when we're first looking at dating. So by consciously connecting, it's looking at those things first and trying to get the answers to that first. So if you're looking at dating, instead of wasting a lot of time with people that really are not on your level, you can find out faster if they have the same values, morals, beliefs, all of that type of thing, because then if you do, then the relationship's going to last longer, whether it's in any way. Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, you get together, you're in love, and for whatever reason, there's a connection there, but it's got, we use this phrase in radio, Karina, it's got stuff up written all over it. And then in 6 to 8 months, it all falls apart. Can I ask you, absolutely, I want to talk about this topic, but now as you say that, I read somewhere that using the word fit in your profile on Tinder or some sort of dating website, you know, it's sort of pointing towards, it's frowned upon, because if you say I'm looking for a fit person, you're basically saying I want someone who's not fat.
Exactly.
And they say, yeah, but to your point, if you're looking for somebody who thinks like you, if you're a gym junkie and you're into the green smoothies and you go to the gym every day, you want to find somebody who's fit, who thinks, you know, who acts the same way as you do. So,
exactly.
Yeah, is it good
or bad?
You're
not looking for the couch potato, are you?
No. So can you say fit or can't you?
I think has an interest in fitness or has an interest in being healthy. That type of thing is much more acceptable than being fit of saying not fat.
So I'm not getting the online lingo. That is a euphemism for something that they, you know, pointing to
a body type,
which is sort of not fair. You know, you fall in love with anybody and everybody.
That's right, exactly right. And, you know, they might be matching your perfect outer look, but on the inside, if you don't have the same values, if truth and trust and support maybe are your values and that person doesn't have them, it doesn't matter how attracted you are or how much chemistry there is, it's not going to last.
Exactly right, exactly right. And you might hang up on me now, but my background's Italian, and I think Italians like curvy women anyway.
They do. Quite a lot of different races prefer to have curvy rather than a stick figure. So you're right there.
Yeah. Now, women dating younger men, you know, as you say in this, you know, email that you sent me, that when blokes date younger women, they are legends. What else do we call them? We say that they're the trophy wives.
Heroes.
Yep. But women are cougars or MILFs, which is a bit, you know, more negative. So should we be changing our perception, you know, when women date younger men?
I believe that we should, because nobody has a choice on what year that they were born. So somebody that was born exactly the same year as you, great, okay, so they're the same age, but do they have the same values? someone maybe 5 or 10 years younger or older could have the same values of you as you do, and you'd get on far better. So age really shouldn't be a detractor. And, you know, traditionally, I guess what humans did was connect specifically to have babies and reproduce.
Right.
Whereas nowadays, that's not quite the focus that we have. A lot of people are just looking for a deep connection with someone that they can live with their life with and enjoy the other person's company, and not specifically looking for children. So now that things have changed, I think our way of viewing this should change as well. And we shouldn't have the negative connotations of, you know, even a younger woman being called a gold digger or a kitten. You know, it seems to be a bit odd. And in fact,
yeah, it's a bit old
fashioned. Recently I saw the new term for a man dating a younger is mantha instead of panther or
cougar. Well, that's similar to cougar. Yeah. 133353, we're talking to Corina Chapman, who's a conscious connection expert, about how we perceive women who date younger men. So age is just a number. Any examples? I mean, I've had it sort of both ways. My ex-wife was older than me. I think she was about 5. She wouldn't tell me her age. I've forgotten now. But anyway, at least 5 or 6 years older than me. My current girlfriend's about 9 years younger. So that's an okay gap. But I guess people have bigger gaps than that, don't they, Corina?
They sure do. Research shows that an acceptable as such age gap is usually around 1 to 7 years. Once it gets sort of over 10 years, then people in those relationships can actually experience social disapproval. So it is something that a lot of people do find. And I myself have gone out with, was in a relationship for about 6 years with someone that was 14 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I did find that some friends were more, say, expressing judgment on the age gap,
yep.
rather than going, well, hang on, do these two people match and how well do they get on?
Mm.
So, and of course, you know, as I said, no one can decide when they're going to be born or what year they're born in.
Now, Corina,
it certainly can be.
It can be. I'm just putting myself in the shoes of some of our listeners. I guess the thought might be, well, yes, it's all nice, you know, that no one can choose the year they were born. But the fact that you're sort of from different generations, there might be a disconnect there, and it might cause other issues as, you know, someone gets older and all that sort of stuff. Should we just disregard all that, or is it a reality that there's, I guess in any relationship, Corina, there's things to overcome?
You're exactly right there. And there is the reality of, you know, sometimes there is too much gap and too much, you know, age and I suppose generation. But I think once you hit over 10 years, that's when you start noticing that, whereas anything up to 10 years, you pretty much know what the same songs are, what the same things have been happening, and you've got a bit of a background that is similar. However, I did know someone that married a guy that was 20 years younger than her, and they were extremely happy and built a life together, had children, everything, and she died at 89.
Right.
So he was 69. So they really did have a good life together, and she was lucky enough to have good health. But that's another thing as well, isn't it? It's health. If you've got a partner that's so much more different in age to you, are you going to become their carer in the end?
Yes, there's all that. That's right. But that's sort of overthinking it. Maybe that's the old-fashioned way. That's something my parents would say. And maybe it's being a realist, but let's just worry about today in a sense, you know, when you fall in love.
That's right. And a lot of people are changing their minds now and realising that age is not such a big factor anymore. It's about, do you like the same places to go on holidays? Do you enjoy the same type of conversation? How about the movies? Do you like going to the same movies? Or do you even have, you know, all of the values matching? Because if you do, it really doesn't matter then if it's 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, then you've got a relationship that can last long term. And I think we need to find some new terms, because the old cougar or jaguar or puma, I'm not sure where all the cat names are for women, but where they're coming from or who's deciding this. But I think, you know, something a little bit nicer would be good. Even if you think of, say, singles names, traditionally the man gets to be a bachelor, which has all sorts of wonderful, fun connotations to it, and yet the woman was a spinster.
Yes, and left on the shelf and all this sort of
That's
stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So at least we are changing a little bit there with know, some of the programs now with bachelorette as such becoming a more common term than spinster, which is nicer, definitely for women.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think we could go a little bit further and come up with some better names for what's happening with different age groups, gaps, if we have to name it.
Just thinking about a show that I recently watched on Netflix. I think it's been on there for a little while. There's the Fabulous Mrs. Morsel or something like that. She becomes a comedian. Her husband leaves her and she's a single mum. And it's set in like 1960s New York, a Jewish family, sort of funny, like, you know, clever type show. And the husband leaves her. Yeah, and the dad's like, you put on a nice dress and you go find him and make him come back. So that was sort of the thing that, you know, your value for a woman, you know, her value was attached to somebody else and they had to sort of, you know, do what society told them to do. So this is good. This is a freeing up. It's a new wave, isn't it? You know, just go and sort of, you know, chill out a bit and just live life.
Absolutely. And I think it is time for us to move forward. You know, it is the age of equality. And, you know, if a woman wants to date younger, do it, I say, or if a man wants to date younger, do it, vice versa. It really doesn't matter. It's about the connection that you have together and whether that is going to be something that can last for a long term or not.
Yep.
And, you know, with all of the advances medically too now, a woman in her 50s could actually have a baby if she really wanted to.
Yeah.
Whereas many years ago, that wasn't possible. So a guy probably wouldn't want to date a woman that was 10 or 20 years older because there'd be much less chance of them being able to have a child together if they chose.
Our real estate contributor on the program, Charles Tarby, is in his 60s and he's recently had a little baby. His wife is younger, but he's enjoying, you know, the invigorating sort of experience of a new bubs, you know, 5-6 weeks old in the house.
Absolutely. And, you know, that is becoming so much more common than what we think. Recently, I know that Tony Robbins, the motivational speaker in the US, him and his wife, who have been together around 20-odd years, have a one-year-old. And I believe he's about 61 now, and right. She's around 50.
Yep, yep.
So,
and he's fit, you're right.
Certainly is a trend.
Yeah. Years ago, when you're 50 or 60, you're old, but you're still young. I don't know, is it sort of modern living now and health, and we sort of, we're fitter and all that sort of stuff. So really at 50, 60, you're still young. Karina, this is something, as I've got a daughter now, a 16-year-old daughter, and as you have kids, you know, life changes, and as you get older, you know, hopefully you get wiser as you get older. I try not to. This is a challenge for all our listeners, me included and everybody. You know, we're talking about judging people in relationships if a woman's with a younger person. You know, when you're out and you might see a young person or somebody, anybody, and they're wearing something or they might look a bit strange or have made a funny sort of choice about what they're doing, I sort of, you know, try not to sort of articulate that or judge anybody. If you're walking down the street, just let it be. Does that sort of make sense? I think once you start judging couples and people, you're just sort of not, it's not good for your own mental health. Just there's a challenge for all of us because we all tend to be tempted by that. Sorry if I'm getting all preachy here.
Totally,
call me Anthony Robbins.
I totally agree.
I'm inspired by Anthony Robbins.
Yeah, and you know what? He has got that much energy and vitality. And I think he just wrote a book called Life Force, which is all about how to get all of your cells to last longer and live longer and be healthier and that. So there really has been a trend towards a lot more healthy living and a lot more knowledge on how to stay healthier and live your best life. So I think with that idea, and you know, the 30s is the new 20s and 40s the new 30, everything is kind of going a bit younger. So why not transfer that into our dating? You know, we can date any age if we're keeping our health in check and you know, some vitality in life. It's about attitude, isn't it?
It is.
Rather than age.
It's all perceptions. It's a mind game. It's all in the head. Karina, thank you. I felt like I was very preachy in this interview, but I've enjoyed it. Thank you so much. Me, not you. Karina Chapman, the Conscious Connection Expert. We can find you online, karinachapman.com. And as you say, it's romantic relationships, but also friendships and business relationships. You help in all that sort of area.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
That's what we need, all areas, all connection, to connect with better people for long-term relationships.
KarinaChapman.com, that's your website. Thank you for joining us on the program. I know it's a big ask to get up at this time of the morning, but will it go back to bed now or, you know, do some work now that you're up? Probably back to bed now, Karina, and get ready for the day.
Well, I don't know. I'm an early riser anyway, so I might just stay up and get some work done.
Nice. Okay. Good on you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Pat.